Welcome to the sixth and final episode in our podcast series on raising your company's web profile. Let me start by thanking you for sticking with us. We hope that some of the information we've shared has proved useful and that you're now applying some or all of these lessons to help boost your company's digital presence. If you've listened to all the episodes to date, you should by now know what to write about, how often you should write, how to add audio or video to your website or blog, and how to attract traffic to your website. So we're now moving on to how you harness the power of social media. Now let's start by saying that while social media or social networking sounds awfully complex, it's actually just a matter of using third-party websites like Facebook and Twitter to make even more people aware of your company, its products, and its services. Now, with any luck, your website or blog will already have an RSS feed capability. If it has, you will simply need to harness a few free and easy to use tools, such as Twitter Feed, to ensure that each new addition to your website is automatically broadcast to Twitter, Facebook, MySpace, and a whole host of other external sites. If it hasn't, you're looking at broadcasting in a more manual way, although thankfully it couldn't be easier. To the uninitiated, Twitter is a microblogging website that allows you to issue short news updates of a maximum of 140 characters, or roughly the length of a mobile phone text message, to a group of people that have chosen to follow your Twitter feed. Now, I'm sure many of you are thinking that Twitter is the preserve of celebrities like Stephen Fry or teenagers. But think again. There's a growing number of demolition and demolition-related people making use of this service. In addition to demolitionnews.com, the National Federation of Demolition Contractors Chief Executive Howard Button is a regular user. So is the IDE Vice President John Woodward, and Caterpillar, Hyundai, DNRI, and a whole host of others. What this means is that you are joining and helping to grow a community of online followers while at the same time accessing a whole new source of information, news, and opinion. Best of all, Twitter is free to use. Simply visit www.twitter.com. Sign up, and it takes about 30 seconds, and you're ready to begin. Once you've set up your Twitter account, you're free to start posting your own news and views. It's worth remembering that most Twitterers are those that share information, so this is an ideal opportunity for you to post links back to new and interesting content on your own website. And just one final point, we would strongly recommend that if you are planning to make use of Twitter, that you download the free TweetDeck software. This will make it considerably easier for you to manage both your incoming and outgoing tweets. If you'd like to know more about anything that we've discussed in this podcast, please drop us a line at mantony@markantonypublicity.co.uk. Thanks for listening.